Insurance Company v. Simpson Strong Tie Company. Mr. James, please proceed.
Good morning. May it please the Court, this appeal involves a patent that's related to a joist hanger particularly designed for use with a firewall. In this case, there are a number of issues involved. Today, I'd like to, if time permits, address the construction of the Configured 2 extend through limitation, the written description support for the spacing limitation in Claims 1 and 13, and the lack of motivation to combine. If I may, I'd like to make very briefly an observation concerning the 510 patent that I believe bears significantly on the issues before this Court today. Both parties to this case were working on the problem of designing a joist hanger that could be used with a firewall at the same time. How do we know this? Simpson filed a patent application on this subject, and then 3 weeks later, the application that ultimately became the 510 patent was filed. Why does that matter? Well, the approach that Simpson took to this problem of how do you design a hanger for use with a firewall was they simply took, if my arm is the wall frame, they took the top flange and added sort of an extension to push out the channel-shaped portion of the hanger that receives the joist. And so what this shows is that Simpson held with the strong bias in the prior art at that time against making any sort of designing a hanger to make any sort of disruption
in the
firewall.
Can I move you to the written description?
Pardon me?
Can I move you to the
you
written
sure
description,
can.
Kate? Thing? It's a little unclear to me. I guess, well, let me just ask you, maybe this is a little silly to start with, but if I'm out there and I design, and I know I'm going to get the terminology wrong because I don't deal in construction, but if I've got two 5/8-inch sheaths and adding in a 1/2-inch sheath, is that going to be infringing under your claim or not?
It would be, but I'd like to convey to you is you know, we need to look at that limitation from the perspective of the person of their ordinary skill.
Well, before we do that, Right. Can we look at what we've got in front of us, which is Sure. The specification and the drawings?
Right.
What in the drawings or in the specification would tell me and put me on notice that configuration I've described to you, 2 5/8 inch sheaths, sheathing, say sheaths or sheathing?
Sheathing sheets, either one.
All right. And a quarter and a 1/2 inch, 4/8 inch. I mean, the only thing in the written description in the spec I see about this, and tell me if there's more, is column 4, where it speaks to layers of 5/8 inch gypsum board mounted. And then you've got the diagrams, which you rely, the figures, which you
right.
rely heavily on in your argument. So which figure is going to show me that I will be infringing with the configuration I gave you?
Well, I think numerous figures, but figure 10, for example,
okay.
would show you that. And what I'd like to sort of draw your attention to is the Vascast versus Mercar case, which we've cited.
Well, let's look at figure 10 then, and just
okay.
make sure
let's
we're on the...
Ten.
So how does figure 10 show me that the configuration I've described to you is
10 or 10A, but either one.
Okay.
So what it show you is that it shows you that you have two sheets of sheathing in there,
uh-huh.
and it shows you very clearly on an instant's notice that you can't put a third sheet in there. It's not going to fit. That's all you need to know.
Well, no, but you can't put a third sheet in that. So that says you can't put another 5/8 inch
mm-hmm.
sheath in that.
That's right.
But my alleged infringing device has a 4/8 inch sheath.
Right, a 1/2 inch, in other words, right.
Less
well,
than a 1/2 inch. As just
well,
as
the answer is yes, but I'm saying that's not the way you look at it. What you do is you look at the literal words of the claim and say it'll fit 2 5/8, but not 3. You don't convert it to standard units of measure and then say, oh, gee, you know, how do I add this up?
That's not what the claim says. The claim says 2, but less than 3.
It does.
It's a range.
It is.
And it would
and
cover?
You just said it would cover, sorry, it would cover 2 of the 5/8 sheets plus 1/2. I don't understand where this shows that you can also fit a 1/2 in here.
It doesn't need to show that. All it needs to do is show you
that it will receive
2 5/8, but not 3 of them. That's all it needs.
Well, it has to show that it will receive up to just short of 3 5/8, doesn't it?
No, I don't think so.
That's what the claim language says.
I think it's
the claim language does not say about 2.5.8 sheets or a little more than 2.5.8 sheets will fit or whatever language a patent drafter would use. It says 2.5.8 up to, but not 3.5.8. And you've just said that that goes all the way up to just short of 3.5.8.
It would, but the point of the limitations to say that it receives two, I think if you look at the file history in this case, you'll see
that's
that in prior...
That's not what it says, though, right?
Well, what is the claim?
It says
claim
two, but not three. I mean, we agree that's the way you
should
look
at it. It's two, are you saying that what the claim really means is two?
It really does mean two. Because when you're talking about a firewall situation,
but it really does mean
two,
but you just told me my first question that I will be infringing if I do 2.5.8 plus 1.4.8, that I will be infringing. So
right,
it's not just two, right?
Right, but I think the question is how do you determine the scope of the claim?
Well, is it just two or is it not just two? It's not... You said it's
well, it has to be a little bit more. And getting back,
okay.
If I may...
And it has to, and it is going to be plus 4/8 of an inch, according
it
to
it could
you.
Be.
Okay, all right.
But what I'm saying is that it can't be just exact... We'd like to say just exactly two, but you can't, because we do say in the specification that there are some embodiments where the hanger is installed first, and then you come back and put the sheathing in. Now, remember, the sheathing has got to be just as tall as the wall.
Well, you do say in the spec, the only place that I found in the spec that you talk about this 5/8 stuff is in column 4, line 15 through 20, and you do say, you talk about the 5/8 inch, and then you say, although other configurations of fire retardant circuit are within the scope of the present invention. Well, I don't know what that means. Other configurations can mean almost anything. So are you relying on that language to say that this
no,
written description
no,
disclosure?
We're not
okay.
relying on it.
Okay.
Where is the language that you were just referring to about how in some embodiments you come in and insert the gypsum boards after the fact? So if you had a space that was only 5/8 plus 5/8, you literally would not be able to get two gypsum boards in there, right?
Right.
Yeah, so where
but
is the
perspective of the person of ordinary skill in the art says it has to have a space to receive at least two.
Right, so where in the spec is that? Where in the spec do you disclose an embodiment that has the gypsum boards being inserted later?
We do, and I'm struggling to find that citation, which I thought I had marked. We do talk about it coming in later, and to do that, you have to insert the sheathing at an angle.
Right, I understand.
So it's
there has to
be
more than 2 × 5/8 space. In order
it has
to achieve that. But that's why, where in the patent does it say that, though?
It does. It doesn't, you say it in those terms. What it does is it describes a situation because, again.
Stop fighting me. I'm friendly. I'm not hostile.
No,
so where in the patent is the section that, I mean, this is only 8 columns or whatever, 10 columns. Where does it say that you'll insert the 2.5/8 later? I understand your argument is a skilled artisan would know you have to leave a little more than 2 × 5/8 in order to be able to achieve that, or you wouldn't be able to get them in there. So I'm just asking.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. Fumbling around. I thought I had this marked. Look at column 10, line 65, through column 11, line 23, and I do apologize. I thought I had that marked, and I didn't.
Okay, I'm sorry. Column 10 on column 11, do you have lines for me?
I do. Column 10, line 65,
okay.
Through column 11, line 22.
Okay, so what is it you want me to take away from this?
Well, what I'm saying is that provides sufficient information for the person of ordinary skill in the art to understand, look, it can't be exactly 2 × 5/8. It won't fit.
No, I guess. I mean, I usually will see that coming in a DOE case where it's obviously maybe a teeny bit bigger, but anyone would understand that it's same function way result. But where do we get the numbers are precise in the claim. So where do we get the additional, what is the difference, 4/8 of an inch?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
That's what I'm trying
being,
to emphasize.
Do you relate that as being necessary? Wouldn't that be enough for another size sheath to get in there? Even with enough wiggle room?
Sure, you could.
You said in my example,
sure you could.
It wasn't this is wiggle room. It is I've got another sheath coming in and it's 4/8 of an inch.
Right, but I guess.
So that would be covered, right? And that's just not wiggle room. for a person skilled in the art. It's putting another sheath.
Well, I guess what I'm saying from the perspective of a person of ordinary skill, first of all, they know that 2 5/8-inch sheets is what you use for a fire-rated wall. They know that. So that's what this claim limit is telling you, that it's going to be a space that's sufficient to receive these to create a fire-rated wall.
So you don't think you could have just written a claim that said it includes 2 5/8 wall, and then in the spec said, and of course there's wiggle room included? Would that be a more precise way of describing what your invention
problem
is?
With that seems to be it's a comprising claim. So if you set a space for 2, that could be a space for 20, right?
It could be.
So you have to say you had to give 2 and not more than, and not 3. Because otherwise, with the comprising claim, you couldn't have written this to say 2 and unless you wrote 2 and only 2, but that would get kind of confusing.
Yeah, I mean, it also involves, and I'm using up a lot of my time here, it also involves the way the prosecution went in that case.
But do you think this is intended, the claim is intended to cover just 2 5/8 sheets, but you need the extra space for what we're calling wiggle room? Or do you think that this claim could cover 3 sheets if they're not 5/8, if they're smaller, or 4 sheets?
The claim could cover that, but the meaning of the claim, what's intending to convey, is that it'll fit 2, but it needs a little bit more room. That's what it's conveying.
Can I just ask you one more question, if the chief wanted to? Just on the point of what's infringing, you said 2 things which seem maybe arguably inconsistent to me, that in the field, you use 5/8-inch stuff. So is your answer to my hypothetical, would there be infringement if there was a 3rd sheet inserted and it was 4/8 of an inch? Is the answer to you is that just is never going to happen because in this field we only use 5/8-inch sheets?
Well, I hesitate to say never going to happen, but I think what I was saying is that in a situation where you're talking about how do you create a fire barrier, it's going to be 2 5/8.
Why didn't you ask for a claim construction then that limited this space that's in here to 2 sheets that are 5/8?
Well, that wasn't our intent. I mean, we just said that's how, if you take the units of measure.
Well, no, I'm asking you. It seems like that's what you're trying to, you're wiggling back and forth between, well, this is intended to just cover 2 5/8 sheets, and everybody knows that depending on how the insulation goes, you may need a little bit more space or, you know, but all this is covering is 2 5/8, and that a skilled artist would know that. But then you're turning around and saying, well, this space could hold 3, 4, 5, 6 sheets if they were smaller. I mean, and that doesn't, something holding 6 sheets doesn't seem anywhere supported with written description. So it seems like if you want a written description for 2 5/8 with wiggle room, that you would have asked for a claim construction that limited this to 2 5/8 sheets.
Well, that's how we, maybe we could have done it better, but I guess what we're trying to say is that it's precise enough for the person of ordinary skill in the art to understand what we're talking about. And there are very good reasons why you wouldn't make this thing infinitely long, because you've got a huge bending moment that you're going to introduce if you do that. So there are other reasons not to make it too wide.
Can I just ask you, never mind.
Can I reserve? I'd like to, yeah.
Okay, we'll reserve it all the time. Mr. Crudeau?
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. Columbia is trying to sidestep the Board's written description ruling by asking this Court to construe the claim as exactly 2 layers of 5/8-inch sheathing. As an initial matter, we believe that Columbia waived this construction. Judge Hughes, you asked whether they proposed a construction. They didn't. We proposed a construction that would interpret the term as a continuous range that's at Appendix 398 and 399. They never counter-proposed a construction, and this is the first time that they presented a construction.
If this, I understand that, and that's the construction the Board gave, right? And so it is the range. It's not just limited to 2 sheets.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Conceivably, under the Board's construction, if you put a bunch of tinier sheets in there, despite what the industry practice is, it would, in their view, infringe.
That's correct. I heard a concession that indeed the claims would cover 2 layers of 5/8-inch sheathing plus another layer of 1/2-inch. And it's not just the parties saying this. Both experts agreed on this point, Your Honor. Our expert testified at Appendix 1518 to 1519 that the limitation encompasses a measurable range. And the Board expressly relied on our expert's testimony at the bottom of Appendix 25. The board's finding in that regard is entitled to deference. But Columbia's expert also agreed. He testified at his deposition that the hanger cover, or rather the claims cover a hanger whose extension portion is 1 6/8 inch or 1 3/4 inch long. That's at appendix 2829 to 2833. And that value falls
so
squarely.
Hypothetically, if, and I know we're not here and we can't get there, but if the claim construction had been to limit it to the space for 2 5/8 pieces of drywall plus whatever extra space is needed to install them, do you think there's written description support for that in the patent?
No, Your Honor. I think we would still have a written description problem because presumably there's a range of tolerances and the specification doesn't disclose any value within that range, nor is there any extrinsic evidence on that point. Actually, the only extrinsic evidence is Columbia's own product sheet for its own hanger at Appendix 3687 that it touts as practicing the patent, and that extension portion is 1 1/2 inches long, which, again, falls squarely within the range and is much more than wiggle room.
You're saying that they waived it, but on page 994 of the appendix, it seems like they actually made this exact claim construction argument. What am I missing? It says, rather than claiming the size of the space between the connection portion and the channel-shaped portion of the claimed hanger in 1/8 inch increments, the claims merely require that the spacing be sized to receive a discrete number of layers of a specific type of sheathing. That's exactly the claim construction argument that you're now saying they waived, and yet there it is, directly below.
Well, Your Honor, they didn't propose it in their patent owner response as a claim construction. It was made in that single sentence in the SIR reply. And even then, that language that Your Honor just read says nothing about a nominal tolerance that they invoke now today. So it's our position that the construction is different even than the sentence that Your Honor just read that was made in passing in the SIR reply. But in any event, our position is that the construction is simply wrong, given that both experts agreed that this limitation recites a numerical range. And as I said, the board relied on our experts' testimony on that front.
What about the language that your friend cited in the specification in columns 10 and 11? Is that because deal with, as I understand it, limited, they're dealing with fire rated wall applications?
That passage, Your Honor, refers to installing the hanger before sheathing, but it doesn't say anything about the length of the extension portion, which is what is at issue here. And importantly, in column 4, line 22, this is appendix 200, the patent states that the hanger can be used for other wall configurations or fire-resistant wall configurations. And so this makes, or I'm sorry, with any wall assembly or fire-rated wall assembly. And so this passage of the specification makes clear that the hanger applies not only to fire-resistant applications, but to any application, including those that don't use, presumably, fire-resistant sheathing. And in fact, Claim 1 doesn't recite fire-resistant sheathing at all. If there are no questions, Your Honors, I'd like to turn to the cross-appeal, but I'm happy to answer any questions.
Well, I guess I'm really surprised because, you know, when we have these range cases, it's always in the unpredictable arts. It's in the chemical arts and things like this. This is just gypsum board and a hanger. Like, this isn't complex, and you've got at least 6 figures of this patent that completely support exactly the claim limitation. So what? I don't understand.
Well, Your Honor, the figures show only 2 layers of 5/8 inch sheathing. And
the claim says 2 and not 3. And that's what the figures show. The figures show 2 and not 3?
The figures do show that, Your Honor. But the claim limitation, it refers to discrete layers of sheathing to express an equivalent range for the physical length of the extension portion. And that is a numerical range. I just heard a concession today that it is both.
Isn't it true that this record reflects that 5/8 inch sheathing is the standard sheathing used for fire retardant walls?
It is commonly used for that purpose, Your Honor. I don't believe there's anything in the record saying that it's the only sheathing that is used.
But so the claim says 2 5/8 inch sheets, but not 3. And there are 6 pictures that show a space for 2 5/8 inch sheets, but not 3. How is that not supported?
Well, because, Your Honor, the limitation is expressing an equivalent range for the disk, for the length of a physical component. It refers to two, but not three, but it's using. That's,
I mean, this is why I'm a little surprised when I asked you the hypothetical that if this was construed as being limited to only two sheets of 5/8, whether there would be written description support, because it does seem to me that the specification and the drawings talk about two sheets, but not three, and the drawing showed two sheets of 5/8. But your friend already said that this would cover more than two sheets if they were of different sizes. So if the claim construction were limited to only two 5/8 sheets, I think you have a problem on written description.
Oh, that's true if it's exactly two sheets, Your Honor. I was answering the question if it were two sheets plus some amount of tolerance. If there was a range of tolerance.
Claim 10 and 11 expressly articulate the method of installing this, which has the hangers going in first, and you have to then retrofit the sheets in between two pre-existing spaces. I mean, I'm not an expert in the construction arts, but I've done enough home improvement projects to know you got to leave yourself a little bit of space to get those sheets in there. You can't make it exactly to the tolerance. So why doesn't, since it discloses exactly that on columns 10 and 11, why doesn't that necessarily include what we call, what we all keep talking about as the wiggle room?
Well, it...
Why wouldn't it connect? Because all we're talking about here is, did the inventor possess this, right? This isn't about enablement. I mean, there's no enablement question here, right?
That's correct, Your Honor.
I mean, how could there be? This is pretty simple art. So there's no enablement question. So the only question here with written description is, do we believe the inventor possessed the invention of two 5/8 inch sheets, not three?
But that the predicate to the question is that the limitation does indeed require two discrete layers and not three layers. But that's not, I mean, this limitation
not
was...
Not three layers of... 5/8.
Correct, but it's the limitation expresses a continuous numerical range, and that's the point. If that construction is correct,
it doesn't though. It does not actually discuss a numerical range. It says two layers of 5/8 inch thick sheeting, and not three layers of 5/8 inch sheeting. So you keep talking about a range, but when we see range claims, it's 1.1-1.7. This is talking very clearly about two sheets, not three sheets.
It's an equivalent way of expressing a range. Remember, the component that we're talking about is a physical component with length, and it wouldn't make sense to refer to it in terms of discrete layers.
But there are six figures in a simple art that show exactly this, and then columns 10 and 11 talk about how you need the wiggle room to push the sheets in, and what a skill in the art would know that. How does that not show the inventor possessed a space for two sheets plus a little wiggle room? This is just possession. Everybody knows these claims are enabled. This is just I don't see how I could conclude this inventor did not possess this. It's six figures show exactly it.
That's correct, Your Honor, under that interpretation of the claims, and we submit that that interpretation is just not correct. Because, I mean, it's common to use discrete number of units to refer to a continuous range, and that's what the applicant did here. In fact, the examiner suggested that the applicant use the language found in paragraph 53, which is what we were reading earlier, column 4, line 15, which refers to exactly two layers of 5/8 inch sheathing, and yet they chose to use different terminology in the claim itself. And so they didn't even heed this notion that there was a meeting of minds between the examiner and the applicant as to what the claim means is just wrong, Your Honor. And I would also submit that a tolerance or wiggle room is already accounted for by the lower limit of the claim, that is the phrase large enough to permit two layers of 5/8 inch sheathing, suggests that the distance could be slightly larger. And so the upper limit must mean something different. And I think the most natural reading, and that both experts agreed on this reading, is that it's a continuous numerical range. If I can, I would like to turn to the...
What is the lower limit of the range as construed?
It would be equivalent to 1¼ inches.
But you just said that I should interpret permit two layers as bigger than that because you got to have space to get it in. So if the lower thing in the range is exactly 1¼ inches, how does that comport with what you just said?
Well, just that if there were... my point was only that if the claim limitation recited only the lower limit, that there would be tolerance and we wouldn't need the upper limit to convey that tolerance. Columbia is arguing that that is the only purpose of the upper limit. That's a very awkward way to say two layers and, you know, a little bit of wiggle room. They could have used other language like approximately or about, and they didn't do that. Again, the examiner encouraged them to use language found in the specification referring to two layers, and they didn't. I would like to address the indefiniteness argument on our cross-appeal. The board erred in holding that Claim 20 and Substitute Claim 40 are not indefinite. Unlike every other claim in the patent, these claims don't recite a particular size for the hanger's extension portion. Rather, they merely require the hanger to be large enough to receive the drywall without saying which or how much. And I think the ambiguity here is highlighted by the conflict between the specification and the claims. Again, as we've been discussing, the specification refers to two layers of 5/8 inch sheathing, but claims 20 and 40 disregard that teaching altogether, and neither refer to that configuration or any other standard drywall configuration. And even Columbia itself hasn't been consistent as to what these claims mean. The best it can do is invoke standard drywall thicknesses that are not referenced in the claim or the specification. But the fact that standard drywall exists doesn't answer the legal question of what the claims mean. The problem here is that a person skilled in the art wouldn't even know whether the claim is limited to one or more or all of those standard drywall thicknesses, and this creates the zone of uncertainty that the Nautilus standard is designed to prevent. Now, one interpretation of the claims is that the hanger must be long enough for the particular application at issue, but that's problematic because a skilled artisan can't know whether a given hanger is covered by the claims unless he also knows the intended use. And even if that intended use falls within the scope of the claim, others might not be. So we run into this problem that any given hanger simultaneously falls within the scope and doesn't. And as this court has noted in the Halliburton case, that is the epitome of indefiniteness. The court there said that a claim construction requiring separate infringement determinations and that yields different outcomes based on every set of circumstances is likely to be indefinite, and reaffirmed the same principle in the Liberty Ammunition case cited in our briefing, even after Nautilus. Now, Columbia argues that the claim actually means that the hanger must accommodate any amount of drywall, but that can't be correct either. As an initial matter, that would run into a written description problem for the reasons that we've been discussing. But that is also problematic because it reads the limitation out of the claims altogether.
Do you want to save any time at all for rebuttal?
I do. I'm sorry, Your Honor. Thank you very much.
Mr. James?
Can I just ask you, I don't understand why when you're arguing that this claim has written description support because it's two, not three pieces of drywall, that you then turn around and say, but three pieces of drywall, if one of them is less than 5/8, because it would fit in the space, would infringe.
Well, I think on the one hand, we're talking about, what does the claim limitation actually see? And on the other hand, we're saying, well, how would someone actually use the claimed hanger in the field? I mean, to me, those are two completely different questions. The claim doesn't prescribe the use of a particular size drywall.
But you're asking us to construe the claim to not have a range, which is what the board did, but to be big enough to hold two, but not three sheets. And so if the claim is limited to two sheets of 5/8 inch drywall, then why would 2 5/8 plus 1/4 or 1/2 or whatever you might add infringe?
Because that's the size that the hanger was constructed. You know, it's constructed of a size that fits within the literal words of the claim.
Well, I don't see where you have written description support. If we're construing it to limit it to 2 5/8 for three sheets of drywall.
Well, I'm just saying that
it's either a range or it's two sheets. One of them, I don't think you have written description support. The other one, I think you do. I think you're trying to have this both ways.
Well, I mean, again, we're just talking about providing.
So you don't agree that this claim construction should be limited to two and only two sheets of drywall with whatever amount of
I think that's how the person of ordinary skill in the art would understand it, measured in units of 5/8.
Wait, so is that the correct claim instruction?
That is a correct way to construe.
So if that's the correct claim instruction, that it's two and only two sheets of 5-inch drywall, why would two sheets of 5/8 plus one smaller sheet infringe?
Well, you could conceivably have some smaller sheet, but I'm just saying that's the way the person of ordinary skill in the art would understand it. So I just want to say very briefly in the time that I have left that just in general, I think the issues on this appeal can be solved by analyzing the claims as written. The board's construction of configured to extend through sheeting completely reads out the requirement to extend through under the proper construction.
Yeah, you didn't address that in your opening because you didn't get a chance to address it. So you gotta
good point. Well, although he can address it on my fault. I
cannot address your...
So I just want to go back to, I think we need to talk a little bit about the VASCAP case. I think that case, getting back to this question of written description support.
Okay, well, you know what? Your time is up, and we definitely have a strong appreciation for the VASCAP case. So why don't we go ahead? Well, you actually didn't address indefiniteness, so you don't have a rebuttal. We're done. This case is taken under submission. I thank both counsel for their arguments.